it's the same thing. It's like me trying to implement my sustainable approach to my studio practice. So all the heads are made with like a paper mache. The paper mache like practice is a big part of Japanese folk art called minge. So, but minge is usually sold as like a souvenir. So a lot of the craftsmen, they don't get to spend as much time to their pieces as, you know, I get to.
One or two.
Yeah, cool. So some of them are based on like Japanese old manga. So this is based on this manga called Big X that was created by Tezuka Osamu. But it's like, it's definitely have like a lot of references to the World War II because Tezuka Osamu, you know, he's like a godfather of a manga, but he got influenced by American Sunday comics. And that he, you know, happened to find after like World War II. So even like godfather of a manga had like a Western influence. And since this is like Japanese National American Museum, I thought it was important for me to, you know, connect that kind of time period. So I actually added phrasing saying go for broke, which was part of the, you know, the phrasing for 442, the army, who a lot of them got the Purple Heart, the medal, because they fought in like one of the hardest battles. So that was kind of an homage to that.
And, oh, can you talk about the one with the pompadour?
Oh, so in Japan, there's a culture called Yankee, which is this like Japanese gang kind of group. But they really got influenced by like Western culture a lot. So like the pompadour, like Elvis, rockabilly. But they were known for like, you know, customizing their motorcycles, their cars and stuff like that. But everything became from like counterculture of like, you know, the Western counterculture of like hot rods.